are listening to The Weekly Wrap-Up with your hosts Marcella Bude and Will Thompson. Hey guys, and welcome to The Weekly Wrap-Up, where we discuss results and table standings in football in New South Wales from the NPL all the way down to the state leagues. I'm your host Marcella Bude, and joined alongside me is the ever-reliable Will Thompson.
Thank you, Marcel. Great to be back for another week. I think let's just get straight into it.
It was an interesting round 5 in the NPL 1, where Sydney Knight of 58 defeated Sutherland Sharks 3-2 at Seymour Shore, while Sydney FC gave Mount Druitt Town Rangers another loss 4-2 at Pompendenta Park. Manly United won 1-0 at home at Cromer Park, while Sydney Olympic fell 2-0 to top of the table Wolves at Belmore Sports Ground. Marconi Stallions won 3-1 at home to Hakoa Sydney City East, and actually saw the debut of a new active support group for Marconi, La Stella. Let's hope that this group stays active and stays alongside, and that the NPL and even the leagues below get to see more active support crews, you know, just supporting their teams, because God knows the leagues need it. Now, interestingly enough, RPL Leichhardt won 4-0 at home at Lambert Park to the very, very luckless Rochdale City Suns. Now, this is Rochdale's third loss of the season, scoring no goals in the past three games, and have just recently sacked their coach, Paul Reed. Now, where did Rochdale go from here? Who do they sign to replace the outgoing Paul Reed? Now, we know it's been a tough off-season for them, losing Adrian Uchino and Tufik Al-Madin. You know, you'd think that they would have replaced them adequately enough in the off-season, but apparently for the board at Rochdale, the beginning of their 2019 season hasn't gone to scratch so far. So we wish Rochdale the best of luck in the remainder of the season, and even though it's only round 5, the race for the top is starting to heat up pretty good. Now, even though it's only early days in the season, like it's only round 5, Wollongong are setting the league on fire on top of the table, with Apia only 1 point behind them. But then you've got a bit of a backlog. You've got Manly, Sydney United, Sydney Olympic, Sydney FC, and Blacktown all sitting pretty close by. So even though, like I said, it is early days in the season, the race for the top spot is starting to heat up. Even though Rochdale are having a pretty poor start to their 2019 season, they don't actually sit last. Sutherland Sharks are actually occupying that spot, only 1 point behind both Rochdale City and Mount Druitt. Mount Druitt themselves aren't having the best of seasons, so who knows? Playing their midweek game against Sydney Olympic, they were actually destroyed 6-2 at home. Now, that's pretty embarrassing to be defeated that much at home in your midweek fixture. And you'd like to think that after being promoted from the NPL 2 in 2018, their first season at the top flight for some time, you'd think that Mount Druitt want to stay up there. So they better get their act together if they don't want to fall too far behind the pack leaders. Now, the table for round five, looks like this. Wollongong Wolves in top spot, 13 points, followed by RPL Leichhardt on 12. Then we have a 4-point gap with Manly United and Sydney United 58 on 8 points. Then we have, as I mentioned before, the backlog of Sydney FC, Sydney Olympic, Blacktown City on 7 points, followed closely by Marconi Stallions and Hakoa Sydney City East on 6. Then Mount Druitt Town Rangers and Rochdale City Suns on 4, and then Sutherland Sharks propping up the table. The NPL 2 is where all the action is at, as round 6 saw Bonnyrigg White Eagles claim a 1-0 win over Spirit FC at Bonnyrigg Sports Club, while Hills United defeated Blacktown Spartans by the same scoreline, 1-0 at Lily Homes. Mounties Wanderers defeated MacArthur Rams 3-1 at Lynwood Park, while St. George City FA and the Northern Tigers drew 2-2 at North Tarramarra Recreation Area. Central Coast Mariners belted Canterbury Bankstown 5-1 at the Crest Athletic Centre, while Western Sydney Wanderers, the game of the match that was streamed on the NPL Facebook and YouTube page, defeated Rotomy Lions 2-0 at Sydney United Sports Centre, while Northshore Mariners defeated St. George FC 1-0. Now, out of all the leagues so far in the 2019 season, the NPL 2 is actually looking to be the most competitive, as the top of the table sees the Western Sydney Wanderers on top, overthrowing Spirit FC, while North Shore Mariners and Hills United are not too far off the pace. Unfortunately for both Canterbury Bankstown and MacArthur Rams, and also St. George FC, propping up the table, you know, things aren't looking too good for them at this early stage, but to their benefit, it is still early stages. It's only round six. Western Sydney Wanderers actually showing the goods this season after showing so much promise in a very dismal 2018 season. Who knows, could this be the season where they actually win and get promoted? Well, not if Spirit FC have something to say over it. So hopefully we can see a very tight and very competitive league this season. And as for the table, the Wanderers, the Western Sydney Wanderers, sit at top on 15 points, followed by Spirit FC on 13, then the North Shore Mariners and Hills United both on 12, followed by Northern Tigers in 5th place on 10 points, Rotorua Lions, Mounties Wanderers and Central Coast Mariners occupy the remaining positions on 8 points, followed by Bonnyrigg, St. George City and Blacktown Spartans on 7, while St. George FC and MacArthur Rams on 4, while lowly Canterbury Bankstown sit on 1 point after 6 games with a goal difference of minus 14. Round 5 of the NPL 3 saw Dunbar Rovers and Stanmore Hawks draw 1-1 at the Hensley Athletic Field, while Parramatta FC put 5 goals past a very luckless Western New South Wales Mariners, winning 5-2 at Proctor Park. Hawkesbury City lost 2-0 at home at David Burnshaw Field against Sydney University, while the Southern District Raiders won 3-2 at Arlington Oval against Dulwich Hill. Granville Rage won 1-0 against Inter Lions at Garside Park, while the Gladesville Ride Magic and Bankstown United drew near law at Jensen Park, while Camden Tigers won 4-3 at home at Rondine Stadium against Bankstown City, who are desperate to be promoted into the NPL 2. Now, taking the league by surprise is, in fact, Gladesville Ride Magic, who probably have taken everyone by surprise in thinking that maybe teams like SD Raiders, Parramatta FC, and perhaps Bankstown City all vying for promotion. But the heaviest is the head that wears the crown, and right now Gladesville are sitting pretty on top of the table. So who knows, maybe this could be the season that Gladesville actually take out the prize and get promoted into the NPL 2 for the 2020 season. I think it goes without saying that the 4-3 loss to the Camden Tigers from Bankstown City really puts a dent in their promotion aspirations going back to the NPL 2. The once mighty club is now lingering in the NPL 3, and they have put it on record that they want to go back all the way to the top tiers of New South Wales football. And alongside them, you'd expect teams like Dunbar Rovers to be performing a little bit better than what they are right now, as they both kind of occupy that middle part of the table. And Parramatta FC, being demoted, need to really be more consistent in order to see them back at the top of the table, and then again top to get promoted. Speaking of which, Gladesville Ride Magic occupy the top spot on 13 points, followed in second place by Dulwich Hill on 9, and then Sydney University also on 9 points, SD Raiders on 4th with 7 points, Parramatta FC, Bankstown City, Dunbar Rovers, Granville Rage, Camden Tigers all occupy the next spaces with 6 points. Stanmore Hawks, Bankstown United with 5 points. Then Hawkesbury City and Inter Lions with 2. And still the only team in the NPL with no points registered to their club, the Western New South Wales Mariners on 0 points. And finally, in round 3 of the State League, South Coast Flame and Nepean FC drew 1-1 in McLean Park, while Fraser at the Illidan Sports Centre. FC Ghazi Auburn lost 2-1 to Central Coast United, while University of New South Wales fell 3-1 to Hurstville FC, and Hurstville City Minotaurs losing 3-0 to Western Condors. Prospect United having the bye this round. Now, the State League for this season is going to be a real dogfight. As we've mentioned before, the State League in its current form is going to be axed and will be replaced by the NPL 4 to come in 2020. Now, as Football New South Wales decides to restructure the league, only certain teams with certain matching and applicable criteria can survive. So teams like Fraser Park, who are making a fantastic start to life in the State League after being demoted from the NPL 3, are actually doing quite well. So who knows, maybe they and teams like Nepean, like Central Coast United, can survive the axe and be merged into this restructured State League, which is soon to become the NPL 4. In saying that, the ladder stands as Fraser Park in top spot on 7 points, while Western Condors, Hurstfield FC, Central Coast United on 6 points, Nepean and South Coast Flame on 4 points, Prospect on 2, Balmain Tigers on 1, and we have 3 teams with no points sitting in last: FC Ghazi Auburn, University of New South Wales, and Hurstfield City Minotaurs. Difference is FC Ghazi don't have a game in hand, while University and Hurstfield City have one game in hand over their rivals from Auburn. And with that, I'm going to throw it over to my co-host Will Thompson, who has all the latest in the club championship standings from both the men's and women's leagues. Will, what's happening all over there?
That's right, Marcel. It's all happening over here in the club championship side of things. Starting off with the NPL 1 competition, Wollongong Wolves still out in front. RPR has actually overtaken them. They're on 73 points and Wollongong is on 68 now. So RPR taking the lead over from the Wolves. Obviously some strong results from their 18s and their 20s. Obviously taking them up into that, that position above the Wolves. Not that NPL 1 club championship matters too much unless you're down the other end of the side. So in that regard, Marconi Stallions, they were in the bottom place last week on 17 points. They've actually moved up now into third last on 34. Last we now have Southern Sharks on 28 points and Rockdale City Suns on 32. So some early danger for those two sides there, I guess, for Southern Sharks and for Rockdale. Obviously Marconi not too far away. They have picked up some points, and Mount Druitt Town as well, a little bit of struggling, and Hakoa as well on 37 now. Hakoa have slipped a little bit, only picking up 2 points this weekend, and obviously Mount Druitt, they only picked up 5, so all those sides will be fighting for survival as we go into the 2020 competition. They'll be wanting to scratch and claw for every single point that they can before it becomes that all-important first grade only, I guess, standings that count for next year that we're all going to love. I promise you, we will love it. It's going to make things a lot simpler. However, I may find myself out of a job with this podcast. Anyway, moving into the NPL 2 now, and Western Sydney Wanderers still sitting pretty up top with 100 points now, picking up the full 21 from last week. Northern Tigers, they've gone from 77 up to 90. So doing pretty good for themselves there, sitting in second place, and Spirit, they're down in third still, from 75 now up to 84. Down the other end, keep in mind, 3 clubs will be relegated. Bonnyrigg White Eagles are now on 17 points from their 2, keeping in mind they did have that 30-point deduction at the start of the season. Henry Bankstown, no change for them, still on 17 points, and St. George FC picking up 6 points from last week. Also, in a bit of danger is MacArthur Rams on 25 points. Rydalmere is the next one up from them on 55. So we have a 4-way tussle at the moment down the bottom of the table. One of those teams will escape relegation. The other three, and I still want to say it's a surprise that St. George FC is down there. We know that they've been a pretty reliable side in the last couple of years. So we'll see if they can pull themselves out of that rut. And same with Bonnyrigg White Eagles, to see if they can secure enough points over the rest of the season to obviously get themselves out. They do have a round in hand against Mounties Wanderers, so a full 21 points there will obviously lift them right up out. On the flip side though, 21 points for Mounties Wanderers will get them way away from the bottom couple there. Moving to the NPL 3 now, and Glazeride Magic still out in front. They're on 84 points now, up from last week's 68. So doing pretty well from themselves. Second place is Double Chill, 57 points, up from their 54. Not the best weekend for them, still holding on to the second place though. In third, we do have Dunbar Rovers now on 55, and Sydney University on 55 as well. So Sydney picking up a dozen points, and Dunbar picking up 13. Those two sides, neck and neck. SC Raiders not too far behind on 52, and then Bankstown City on 50. Down the back end of the table, Western New South Wales Mariners on negative 22, Granville Rage on negative 3. Those two sides, obviously, part of the five that did have the points deductions, still in negatives at this stage. Mariners yet to pick up any points from first grade, only a couple of points in their 18s and 20s. Granville Rage, their first doing pretty alright, 24 points picked up so far. Their 20s and 18s are lagging behind a little bit, so a negative 3. Hawkesbury City on a 0 point total now, so they've brought themselves out of the negatives. Seymour Hawks on 1, and Parramatta on 2, finally getting themselves out of the negatives as well. From there, we're moving to Interlines on 30, Canterbury Tigers 32, and Bankstown United on 32. So it's pretty interesting. We're going to have to wait and see. It's obviously going to be a couple more weeks to see how clubs like Parramatta go, and if Mariners can obviously pull themselves out. They usually have a stronger show in the back end of the season when they start to get a few more home games. But by then, I think it might be too far too gone for the regional side. And who knows if they will be relegated to State League or if they'll be protected by Football New South Wales again. But in my opinion, I think Granville Rage and Hawkesbury and probably Stanmore as well will be three of the five clubs to be relegated. I think the fifth spot may be a tussle between a couple of clubs. Camden and Inter Lions, one of those may go down. Obviously, it's still early days, only a couple of rounds in, so we'll have to see how we go for that one. Moving into the State League competition now, and we have a new leader, Central Coast United, leapfrogging Fraser Park. 47 points to Fraser's 45. They did manage to pick up a couple of points over the weekend. Central Coast moving from 26, and Fraser moving from 30. Not far back from them, of course, is Western Condors on 34. I think it's safe to say that they're the surprise of the season so far. We did tip them to be sort of somewhere down the bottom of the pack, mid-table at best. To be sitting in third is pretty good for the club. So 34 points for them, and then South Coast Flame on 31, obviously bouncing back from that horrendous first game to start the season. And Hurstville FC, not too far away, 27 points, still within a full round of Central Coast, and they do have a full round in hand, so if they can pick up wins in all three grades, it is possible for them to leapfrog Central Coast United. I will stress, though, we are only three rounds in with half the clubs only playing two so far, so it'll be interesting to see how we go for that. I think it's safe to say that teams like Ghazi, Prospect and Balmain are probably out of the running for promotion this year. Same with Minotaurs and UNSW, who have fallen. They had a pretty good run a couple of years back, but they seem to have fallen down just a little bit in the last year or two. We move into the women's competition now. Up the top, we have Sydney University on 42 points, Northern Tigers on 31, and Illawarra Stingrays on 30. From there, we have Koalas and Olympic both on 27. Down in the relegation seat is North Shore Mariners on 3, Bankstown United on 12, and Manly and Blacktown Spartans on 18. And just for the sake of listing every single team, MacArthur Rams sitting pretty in the middle on 19 points. So North Shore Mariners, early favourites to be going down at the moment. In the NPL 2 competition, we have Glazeville Ravens up on 48 points. They have taken a pretty early lead. Sutherland Shire FA, they still have a few games in hand. They're on 34 points, and RPL Leichhardt on 33. Down the bottom, we have Southern Branch, who are obviously struggling quite a bit. They did have that point deduction to start off with, and I think Inter Lions and St. George are out of the running as well. Same with Central Coast Mariners, only on 16 points, and Raiders, UNSW, 21 points apiece, Marconi on 24. So I think it's going to be sort of a two, maybe three-way tie or tussle between Ravens, Southern Shire, and RPL Leichhardt for promotion at the end of the year. Anyway, guys, that's our show again for this week. If you like what we do, please check out our Facebook and Twitter pages at The Clean Sheet AU. Check out our YouTube channel as well. We will link that when the video is up. And check out our website, thecleansheet.com.au. And also, major shout out to New Entertainment Order, who we have partnered with from this week. Make sure you head over and check those guys out. They're doing a lot of great things in the footballing community. Obviously, they've got their soccer stoppage time as their marquee show, and we're pretty excited to be joining them from now on. So definitely make sure you head over, give those guys a listen, give them a like, give them a thumbs up, whatever it may be, on whatever socials, and we'll make sure we'll link to them down below. Anyway, guys, thanks for joining, and we'll see you again next week.